Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Tonight we're talking about a beautiful theme called Glory Culture. Glory Culture. Amen. Before we start, I want everybody to be involved. Who can give me the definition of the word culture? If you know it, wave your hands and give us the definition. I hope some people are not doing expo. I hope some people are not doing expo already, even in church. Know it, you can wave your hands. All right, ushers, take the mic to them. Who is the person answering us? All right, so can you help us to define the word culture? Everybody listen. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Culture can be defined as the spirit of a people or a predominant lifestyle that can be found around a particular people.
It's called what? Please say it again.
It can be referred to as the spirit of a people.
Spirit of the people, okay.
Yeah, or a predominant lifestyle found around a particular location.
Location. Interesting. Beautiful. Let's clap for him. It's a wonderful definition. Anybody else you think you can add more words to it? I saw one hand. Yeah, Miss Destiny. What is the word culture?
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Culture can be defined as the total way of life of a particular people.
Interesting. Beautiful. Can you clap for her too? We have interesting people in church. Very intelligent people. Amen. Anybody from the choir? All right, we have somebody from choir. What are you not talking about?
Hallelujah. Good morning, Amen. Church. Good morning, Father.
Good morning. Choir people have fine voice. greet us again. Let's hear that greeting again.
Good the way morning, you said it. Father. Thank you, sir.
I didn't hear you.
Good morning, Father. Thank you,
good
sir.
Good morning. All right.
Culture,
yeah. Right. What does it mean?
Okay, culture is a belief system that has been passed through generations to generations.
Can't use your English, Chapo. It's a culture. I didn't hear you well. Culture is a belief system. That word?
That has been passed from generations to
from generation to generation. All right. Thank you. Give Annette to define her own culture. There's a way she's shouting. Give her the mic.
Good morning, church.
Good morning, you.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, ma.
Yes, sir. Culture is the lifestyle tied to a certain geographical location of the people we need, their lifestyle, their thought pattern, and how they relate with other people.
It's okay. Amen. You see, it's not like the other people did not define culture well, but there's a biases with these people. As long as it's their people that define culture, then culture is finished. In fact, they've made us forget the other definition. I wanted to use your own because it's very simple. Can we use your own? No, they said well, everybody, but I like the way she used just two sentences. Choir defined culture, but these law people are more elaborate. So, what did you say again? Can you remember what you said? All right, say it again. We'll use your own.
I said culture can be defined as the total way of life of a particular people.
Total way of life of a particular people. I like that because it's very simple. Do you all agree with it? Hallelujah to Jesus. Culture is the total way of life of a particular people. A particular people. A unique people. Who can remember the scripture that says why people set apart? A unique people. A unique generation. 1 Peter 2:9. Interesting. Choir on fire. Let's read together. But you are... Let it not be like you are talking to somebody else somewhere. I mean, saying something strange. Point to your neighbor, everybody. While looking at the screen, right? So that they know you are talking to them. Want to go. But you are a chosen generation. A royal priest. Into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. This is so beautiful. Can we see it in the TPT rendition? GCMI rendition. Let's see there. Want to go? Hallelujah! You see, some people, if you are not broadcasting his glorious wonders throughout the world, it is because you don't know that you are God's chosen word. His word? His word? Kings. A word set apart as God's devoted words. If you are not proclaiming his good news, it is because you don't understand that he has called you already out from darkness to experience his word. So if you find yourself not evangelizing the gospel of God, then you don't understand this first part. So you see, we are unique people. According to our description, we have a particular culture. And what is our culture centered on? His word. The word of God. You know, the Bible says this word in the book of Psalms. Who can remind me of that scripture? It said, for thy word is forever settled as the heavens. Psalm what? Media put it for us. Check it fast for us. It said, for thy word is forever settled. Give me the Amplified rendition. Psalm what? 119 verse 89. Thank you, Google. It's not Google. Hallelujah. Give me the Amplified Classic. I want everybody to read. Want to go. Stand firm as the heavens. So the word of God is the reality of heaven. The word of God is the reality of heaven. And the word of God is Jesus. Hope you know. He is. Are you in church today? Everybody, are you here? The word of God is the reality of heaven. And remember, he taught us how to pray. Can you remember? In Matthew 6, he said, I'll teach you all how to pray. He said, say, our Father. The word prayer is a Greek word that means, that is prosuch in Greek. It means how to become intertwined with God's will and desire for you. Alright? Just like Jesus would say so many times in the Bible, he said, you are in me and I and in you. So we're intertwined. Like when you knit something, you know, these cardigans we used to wear in secondary school, that they knit. Are we together? So we are one with the Father. Now, before this time that he was teaching the disciples, they didn't know that. They had no clue. So he wanted to teach them how to relate with God, God's will for them. So they had to understand God's will. All right? And remember, Jesus said he's the way to the Father. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That simply means before Jesus was dead, buried, and resurrected, to display what the intention of God for humanity, they never understood that they can access God as a Father. Alright? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? In John 14, he said, I am the way to the Father. That you cannot get to the Father except through me. So, before that time, they had not understood that God can be called their Father. So, he was teaching them how to pray. He said, pray that our... So, they never knew God was the Father to them. Then he now said, who art in heaven? At that time, God was in heaven, not in the hearts of men. You understand what I'm trying to say? Who art in heaven? That's the present reality. He said, hallowed be your name. Now, God is not in heaven. Alright? God is in you. Alright? Let me put it like this. God is not just limited to the heavens because he's omnipresence. He can be in heaven and be in you. The reason why I said it the first way is that some of you should not just sit down and think you are trying to relate to some God in heaven. It's not far from you. It's very close to you. In fact, he's in you. In fact, he's one with you. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So he said, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. No wonder Paul said in 1 Corinthians 16, he said, do you not know that your body is what? Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here in church?
Yes, sir.
All right, don't be dull. Don't be dull. Don't be catching, forming steezo. If you form steezo, I'll push you. Especially some of you that are seated there with your coats. It must be on fire. Oh. Madam, you hear me? Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your kingdom? Your kingdom? Not to try to fly into the kingdom. Alright? So God's will is not that you are escaped into heaven. What is God's will? That as it is in what? So shall it be. We just read in Psalms 119:89. What is the reality of heaven? The word. The word. In other words, if God is saying that as it is in heaven, so should it be upon the face of the earth, God is actually saying the word of God should be the reality of the earth. Because the content of heaven, what makes heaven heaven, is the word. And that is why the word came to us. Remember that beautiful song by Hillsong? You did not want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. Remember the song? My sin was great, your love was greater. What can separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. Hallelujah. So that's why when you sing song, be understand. Don't just be singing for singing. Because he said it. God didn't want heaven without us, so he brought heaven. How did he bring heaven? By sending Jesus. Jesus is the reality of heaven. So as long as the word of God is on the earth, then heaven is on the earth. And that's why in the book of Ephesians, the Bible said the unity between heaven and earth is Jesus Christ. How do we find, what is a common union between the heavens and the earth? The word. Who is the word? Jesus. Alright, so you don't need to get to heaven to experience heaven. All you need to experience heaven is the word of God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Woo, glory to God. That is why, listen. Not everybody will be escaped into heaven. There are some people that will never be escaped into a space called heaven. And listen, heaven is not a geographical geographical location. It's a spiritual dimension. Alright? You know, when they say heaven, some people are thinking beyond the clouds. If you think like that, it's wrong. That's why a lot of scientists think we don't know what we are doing. Because some of them have been escaped outside the earth, and they did not see anything called heaven. They've gone inside. Elon Musk, he went and checked. He said there's nothing there. Because heaven is not this geographical location. In fact, there's a man, Elon Musk, of course, he's trying to build a mansion somewhere in another planet because he doesn't like the way people behave here. So he's planning his house somewhere that very soon when he has everything intact, he will leave us. I'm going to be living wherever he wants to live. That wherever is what some Christians call heaven. Amen. If you remember geography, the earth is what? Huh? That simply means that when you say you are going to heaven by going up, what happens is that you are actually... When is it the earth is spherical? How is it? Describe spherical. Like an egg. Huh? That means your heaven is another person's land space. Because as you are going through, if you are traveling the world, you are traveling like this. Your heaven is another person's. Just speak. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I'm not an atheist. Heaven is a spiritual dimension. Are angels here? Where are angels originally? Huh? Talk to me, church. Are you feeling me this morning? Because I'm not feeling you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Where is heaven? Spiritual dimension. Somebody say, I don't know, Pastor. Wait till they talk. Now, listen to the question. Where are angels? Don't be angry. Look at me. Somebody have this pastor today feeling safe. Yes, true. I'm like God Almighty. I was telling somebody, God woke up one morning. He encountered John. John said, as John just came, John did not ask God any question. You know what God said? Now me be Alpha. Now me be Omega. John, I wonder, John, what would John be? Okay. I am the beginning. I'm the end. Now me be bright and morning star. So me, I don't like to talk. All those Christians that will say, oh, I have the glory. I know they talk. Oh, maybe by talk. Now by action. Even your God talks. He said, I'm Alpha, I'm Omega, I'm beginning and end. You are saying, I don't like to talk. There's what we call boasting in the Lord. The Bible says he has said so that we may boldly keep quiet. He says so that you may what? He didn't just say, he has said so that we may say. He said, he has said so that we may boldly say. Let's open that scripture so that some of them will believe us, all right? So that you understand that your quietness in church is not a sign of spiritual maturity. The Bible says, let your conduct be without what? Covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never what? Nor what? Next part of scripture. Everybody read. So we may what? The Lord is my help. I will not fear. What can? Does this look like bragging? Yes, brother. Who tried this? Why are you trying to lie? In all sincerity, this is bragging. He has said. He now says, you don't just carefully say or say, boldly respond. I was listening to a testimony by Pastor Benny. He said they were in a plane and it was almost going to crash. And the Lord told him, be at peace. So he was cool, not moving. Then he saw people crying, shouting. The two pilots, confused. Them, they are looking for help. Imagine pilot just looking for help from passenger. What should we do now? What should we do? What should we do? All of them were confused. They didn't know where they were. They were telling people. So he was quiet and he was trying to, you know, read something or so. And the Lord told him to go and talk to the pilot. So he went to them. He said, pilot, you know the way Pastor Benny speaks. Pilot, are you people nervous? You are asking them if they are nervous. And they were like, they are confused. So he said to them, what options do we have? He said, we are calling somebody, blah, blah, blah. He now asked them, the two of the people you are calling, who is a Christian? Then I mentioned the one that was a Christian. I said, off the other call, listen to the one that is a Christian. So when they listen to the one that is a Christian, he said they should own their radio and put it on a Christian channel. They should tune to a Christian channel. He didn't know that would happen. He just told them, listen to the Christian. Somebody was trying to talk to them. And he said, connect it to that Christian channel and make sure. Now, the Christian was telling them that if you connect it to the Christian channel has the highest signal in the country. It's a radio channel with the word highest signal. So it can reach that place. If you connect to the Christian channel, somehow you'll be able to find, it will be able to help whatever is happening there and cause you to land safely. And they listened to the Christian, connected to that radio channel. When they tried connecting, they caught the channel because it had the highest signal. You know, you can't be poor and have the highest signal. You know, I enjoyed the fact that it was a Christian channel. Tell somebody, Christian channel. And it had the highest. Is it God does not make people rich? He does not make people rich. He makes people broke. You see, Christianity is not about prosperity. But listen, our Savior prospers us. Do you get what I'm trying to say? He prospers us for the work of his kingdom. See, the gospel is very heavy. We need heavy money to push it. We're not careful about it, though. We brag about it. We talk about it. Are you listening to me? And they landed safely. You see, when they were landing, the fuel was finishing. As they were landing, the fuel was finishing. He said, but that's not the most interesting part. He said he had a friend in America. The friend was sleeping. And they touched the friend, the one that was crying, because he was moving with two friends. One was crying, Jesus, help me, Jesus. And the other one was sleeping. So the one that was crying and touched him said, we're about to. We don't know where we are. He said, Jesus, the one that was sleeping told him, leave me alone. Jesus sleep within the storm. So I will sleep too. And he kept on sleeping. So Pastor Benny said, that's the faith that hit him the most. He was calm. He went to the pilot, but the other friend was what? Sleeping. You see, he always acts so funny. And when they touched him, he said, Jesus too was sleeping. In the boat, when there was a storm, I will sleep too. Hallelujah to Jesus. God cannot fail. Are you here? Isaiah 55 verse 10. Let's prove to you God cannot fail. You know, many years ago we used to sing this song. I wonder whether I will practice the songs we sing. It can never, never fail. It can never, never fail. You remember that song? Jesus. And some of you, it's been long. It's been a long time you sang that song. But when we were growing up, these were the popular songs in church. Yet one small cockroach will pass. You know, one of the most stupid things in this world is the fact that ladies fear cockroach. It is the most stupid thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe that a woman big like a giant is scared of a cockroach, but confident with a man. You can't talk to me like that. I can't talk to you like that. When you are done talking to a cockroach, come talk to me. I'm not your mate. It's unbelievable. That's why I said to myself, if God's going to give me a daughter, one of the things I will train her in is not to fear a cockroach. When she's like 5, I'll be giving her broom to kill cockroach. If I see cockroach, I'll say, come here, kill that cockroach. So that stupid thing will not be in them. Are you listening to me? Suppose you think it can never, never fail. Till NEPA takes the light. 2 a.m. NEPA just take light. And the bad thing is that you were awake. If you had known, you should have slept. But you were awake. How on earth? Then suddenly wind blows into your window. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. It can never, if you go to church, you say, it can never, never. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth board, and make it bring forth and board, that it may give seed to the sower and the bread to the eater. Next part of scripture, it says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, empty, but it will what? And it shall what? Beautiful. In the TBT rendition from verse 10. Meaning God cannot fail. If he says you can be perfect, go and sleep. You are perfect already. Don't be worried. As the snow and the rain that fall from heaven and do not return until they have accomplished their purpose. What is their purpose? Soaking the earth and causing it to sprout with new life. Providing the seed to sow and bread to eat. Is that not the function of rain? That's why rainy season we start planting our seed, isn't it? Next part of scripture. It says, so also that I speak, it does not what? My word performs my purpose and fulfills the mission I send it out to accomplish. God's word can never return to him void. Meaning if he said something about you, he cannot receive an empty report. It must be accomplished. Why would I be scared? So now you understand why that other man was sleeping in the plane. I heard one again about a ghost general in this country. While the plane was having issues, he was eating. He asked for food in the plane. They gave him before, he refused. He now asked for it. And while he was eating, the woman now told him, the plane is about to crash. And you are eating. The reason why he was eating was to gain confidence. Then he told her, God did not tell me I'm dying in a plane crash. As he sat down there and the plane landed safely. Listen, this is not jege. Some of you looking at me, ask yourself a question. I asked a question like this to a lady many years ago. I said, if you were thrown into a lion's den, you are successful in your academic, you became the best student, you won all the competition, when you were done, then they gave you a position to be in charge of social thing in Nigeria, in Africa. But some people conspired against you like Daniel. Remember the story? And they said, this lady, she's a Christian, she does not blah blah blah, she does not compromise her faith. And the ruler will want to see if it's true. Then he will call you forth to come and say, listen, I want to sleep with you. And you say, no, I will not compromise. I will not compromise. Now, everybody has celebrated you in church. You were not only in church, in Nigeria, they've given you the position and the man said, I want to sleep with you. Some people will think about the glory. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? What people will say after this, is it not just a one night something, blah, blah, blah? But Daniel refused to compromise his faith. He was thrown into the lion's den. For some of you, it's not lion's den. For some of you, you are just thrown away from the company to go and start from scratch one again. But do you know, the Bible said, they that know their God, they shall be what? And they shall do what? You see that? You will be strong. And I asked her, if you were thrown in that lion's den, very intelligent lady, I said, will you come out alive? And she just carefully said, no, sir. I said, that means whatever you are doing now, if you cannot come out alive, all the academics you are doing now is useless. Your faith will be compromised. What can a man offer in exchange of his soul? You can achieve everything in this world. If your soul is taken, you are finished. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? I said to her, with all the achievement, if you cannot boast, it's not about, listen, let me even put a bridge here. Let me just balance this. Some people try to live holy lives, but they don't want to be anointed. You know, there are some denominations that try to pursue holiness, but most of them are still not anointed. Don't just try to pursue holy living. Understand that you can be anointed and live in holiness. I've seen people that strive for holy living and they die sick. I've seen people like that. I don't know if you've seen too. And that is why people have this testimony about good people. They say good people don't live long. Because some of them, they want to live in a nice way, in a moral way, and all of a sudden they just die. And sometimes it was even wicked people that conspired about them. Now listen, you think God is very weak, so weak that you can be so righteous. And some people that smoke Igbo will just sit somewhere and determine when you die. You think God is that weak? Some people say, but I don't understand, Pastor Simon. How will God save us from gone? You don't need to understand. You just need to believe Him. He said, do not take a thought by saying, how shall these things be? Just know that you have a Father where? It's not your business how God will protect you. Know that you are mightily and heavily protected. Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. So I'm heavily protected. The Bible says, yeah, come to Mount Zion. Is it the city of the Lord? In and what? Innumerable. The angels are so many. So plenty. Glory to God forevermore. Say, we are unique people. So this is our culture. Our culture is the Word. Nothing but the Word of God. It's our culture. We talk the Word. We speak the Word. We do the Word. 24/7. Nothing outside the Word. He said, be not conformed to the system, the culture of the world. He said, but be what? Refuse to be conformed to the systems of the world. There are a lot of systems in this world that are wrong. Refuse to be conformed to it. The Bible said, you are light. He said, no one lights a candle. God speaking about what He did. He said, no one lights a candle and put under a bushel. Meaning God is saying, not even me will do that. Then He calls you, you are light. Meaning the Word is as a bushel. You are the light that God has lit it. And He's saying you are not under the world. You cannot be hidden by the world. He said you are on top of the world. He said a city set on, you cannot be hidden. Nothing in this world can hide you. No toughness, no situation can hide you. Because you are light. No intensity of darkness can hide you. It doesn't matter the intensity of darkness. If you light a candle, it will be seen from a far distance. Glory to God forevermore. You are light. We read it in, is it Timothy or 1 Peter we read? Royal priesthood, holy nation, God's peculiar people. Translated from the kingdom of darkness into what? God's marvelous light. God's marvelous light. I am the light of the world. He said that. He said, let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine before men. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Allow the light shine. I mean, it's a function of you. You can cause the light to shine. And but I don't want to forget touching about the glory. We're talking about glory culture. In Revelation 1:17, see what the Bible said about the glory of God. So beautiful. John the Revelator said, when I saw him, he said, when I saw him, I fell down at his feet as one dead. Somebody say, some people saw God and they still sin. Nobody ever saw God in scriptures and sinned. Are you here? Nobody ever saw God in scripture and sinned. So Moses saw God. No, Moses never saw God. It's in the Bible. Someone said, but the Bible said, Moses spoke to God face to face like a friend will what? Alright, we did something on Thursday. Let's bring out the scripture now. Let me see if you can remember. Now, what's the scripture that said God set the angel before them to lead them? What? What? Alright, Exodus 23:20. If you can't remember the scripture, chances are that you cannot be used by God if you are here on Thursday. God cannot use you. Because you don't even have interest for his purpose. I'm speaking about some of you that were here on Thursday. It's the truth I'm telling you. If you lie, go and argue with yourself. God cannot use you. Till you repent. They say, what is the scripture? You were here on Thursday. Say, why? A unique nation. You. That cannot remember scripture on Thursday. Are you here tonight? To be born again is just the beginning of the process. God is not just interested in getting you born again alone. He wants to bring many people to glory through you. So don't just become born again and sit down and say, I'm a Christian. No! Be on fire. Are you listening to me? Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have what? Prepared. So who went before, or how did God go before the Israelite to the promised land? Through an angel. Now that simply means, if Moses spoke to the angel, he was speaking to the angels who was standing in the stead of God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Are you getting confused? For instance, let me affirm something to you. In Exodus 3 from verse 2, we do it so fast. Why I like saying this is sometimes because if we don't do it, some people will leave church very confused. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The pastor said Moses never saw God, but the Bible said. Can we read together? So he what? But the bush. Alright. Now, mark it. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of what? From the midst of what? So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Who appeared? Who appeared? Next part of scripture, verse 3. It said, then Moses said, I will not turn aside and see this great sight. I will now what? Turn aside, and see this great sight. And why the bush does not burn? Verse 4. Remember, it was the angel of the Lord that appeared. But the Bible now says, so when the Lord saw that he what? God called him from amidst the burning bush. Who was in the burning bush in verse 2? Who was in the burning bush? Who called him now? Why? Because the angel stood in the stead of God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Pastor Simon, are you getting us so confused? No. If you understood calculus, steer your brain and trust the Holy Spirit, you understand this. It's not interesting that somebody will be a professor in mathematics and still misunderstand this. Jesus was speaking to a professor in scripture. He said, are you a teacher of the law and don't know these things? Because it takes the Holy Spirit. Are you all here? So don't think your intelligence in school reciprocates your understanding these things. You must be humble. The Bible says you can only receive these mysteries of the kingdom as a child. Or like a child. Are we together? Another scripture I want to show you is Exodus 33:18. Because if Moses saw God, why will he then ask this question? From verse 18. Want to go? And he said, please show me your glory. And what did God answer him and say in verse 19? Then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And I will have compassion on whom I will what? Have compassion. Next part of scripture. Then he says, but he said, you cannot see my, for no one can see my face and live. You see that? Now if Moses saw the face of God, why is he asking to see the face of God? But Moses understood that God operated with them through the ministry of an angel. And Paul affirmed that in scripture. When he was writing to the Hebrew folks, in trying to bring them from the Old Testament tradition into the New, and comparing the things that happened in the Old Testament to the New, he said in Hebrews 2 from verse 5, he said something beautiful there. Although from verse 2 he made some important points. But from verse 5 he said, for he has not put the world to come of which we speak, our present world, in subjection toward angels. You see that? Meaning there was a world in what? Subjection to angels. Another affirmation, verse 2. He said, for if the word spoken by angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received the just reward. Then he said in verse 3, how then? Verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect a great salvation, which as first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to those by whom? Those who what? Heard him. And then Jesus started preaching this and the disciples continued. But there was a world that angels were in charge. They gave orders. That's why in Acts of the Apostles chapter 7 verse 30, you see the Bible explaining how that the laws were given on the mountain by who? Angels. Are you getting confused? So nobody ever saw the glory of God before Jesus came to the earth. Nobody. Jesus came and said, no one has seen me. Remember another point. Moses said, show me your glory. God said, I will not show you my face. In other words, what is the glory of God? The face of God. And when we say face, we don't just mean, you know, we're talking about personality. The personality. Jesus said, he that has seen me has seen the one that has what? If you see somebody's body and don't see the face, you have not seen the person. The person can argue in court and win. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But you see, the beautiful thing is this. In the New Testament, see what the Bible says? I want you to see how heavy the glory of God is. So heavy, so heavy. The Bible said in the book of Timothy, it said, God who is light and who is immortal. Sorry. God who is immortal. It said, dwelling in an unapproachable light. Is that mighty? That the light he dwells in as immortal God is unapproachable. That's what the Bible said. The Bible also said in 1 John that God is a light so what? Shining. And in him there is no what? Trace of darkness. Hallelujah. Are you here? John the Revelator said in Revelation 1:17, when I saw him, I fell as one dead. No wonder John also said in 1 John, remember, he's the one that had the encounter in the book of Revelation. Little wonder 1 John and 2 John is so beautiful. See what he said in 1 John 3 and 6. He said, no one who abides in him or knows him or have seen him can continue in his sin. I don't want movement. Everyone sit down. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said you can't continue in your sin. Glory to God Almighty. Why? He knew the intensity of the glory. It's so glorious. It's so wonderful. It's so big. That is why he said, if you know him or have seen him, you can know what? Little one that Jesus said, I mean God spoke in the Old Testament. He said, if you see me, Moses, you cannot live. You cannot live. But in the New Testament, why is it possible that when we see God, we can? Because Jesus already opened the door He's the firstborn from the dead. He's brought the possibility for us to be dead with Christ and what? Resurrected with Christ. And that's why in 2 Corinthians 3, it's in the Bible said, as we behold Jesus like a mirror. That's a New Testament promise. As we behold Jesus like a mirror. He said, we with open face. He said, but we all. Meaning, if we read through, we'll see how that Moses was not able to see the glory. The children of Israel were not able to see the glory. Let's see it. Let's see from verse 15. Just briefly. Verse 15. It said, but even till this day, maybe from verse 14. 14. It said, but their minds were blinded. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament. Because the veil is taken away where? In Christ. Meaning there's a veil of confusion. And only the face of God would take away that veil of confusion. Are you listening to me? We may have a lot of suggestion about God, but until we encounter Christ, it will never be clear. Christ is the definition of God. He said, he that has seen me has what? Seen the one that sent me. Now, the Bible says in verse 15, it says, but even till this day when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. And that's why you must carefully divide the word of truth. Because when you teach what is not supposed to be taught in the New Testament, a veil of confusion will lie in the hearts of people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Next part of scripture, it says, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is what? Taken away. You see that? Next part of scripture, it then says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Freedom. Next part of scripture, it says, but we all, we what? Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. That's the glory that John the Revelator said that when I saw him, I fell as one. But we have the possibility of beholding the glory and nothing happens to us. Because Jesus has made a way for this possibility to become a reality. He died. He was buried. He resurrected. We died with him. We were buried with him. We resurrected. So we can see the glory and live. Are you seeing this? Say, my eyes have beheld the glory of the Lord. Say it with faith. Say, my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. Don't be scared. Shout it. Say, my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. Glory to God Almighty. And the Bible describes the glory one more time before we try to close. In Hebrews 1, from verse 3. Let's see it in the Amplified rendition. I think that's a note, but we'll try. I know. All right. The sun is the radiance and the only expression of the glory of our awesome God, reflecting God's Shekinah glory. The light beam, the brilliant light of the divine, and the exact representation and perfect imprint of his Father's essence. That's the Son, Jesus. And the exact, alright, where am I? And upholding and maintaining and propelling all things, the entire physical and spiritual universe, by his powerful word, carrying the universe along its, when he himself and no other had by offering on the cross a sacrifice for sin, accomplished purification from sins, from guilt, he sat down revealing his completed work at the right hand. So the reason why he sat down was because he wants to affirm that he has finished everything. And the Bible said we are seated together with Christ. But mark this, he said he's a Father's exact imprint. And he says, for as many as have believed in his name, to them he has given what? The rights. To be called what? The sons. In other words, when you see us, you see the Father's exact. Are you here tonight? Are you scared? You are the glory of God. How do I affirm this again? Hebrews 2 and 10. Say, Pastor Simon, you mean the way Jesus is, so are we? Yes, brother. You are exactly like Jesus Christ. Say amen, even if you don't believe it yet. For it was fitting for him, for whom all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of us of their salvation perfect through what? Suffering. The Bible said he brought many sons. In bringing many sons, it was God's pleasure in bringing many sons to glory. You see that? You've been called into glory. You've been called into the life of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Simon, but this is not so clear. All right, 1 John 4:17. 1 John 4:17. See what the Bible says. 1 John 4:17. Let's read together. One, two, go. Love. I don't like the way you are reading. Everyone, let's read. One, two, go. Because so where? Oh my God. I just saw somebody sleeping now. I can't believe it. Hearing these words, what did we say on Thursday? We said our new nickname for sleep is Satan's effect. In other words, if I catch you sleeping, I'll say you are under Satan's effect. Because this is what time? 10:14. Now, in the name of Jesus, I remove you under Satan's effect. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? I feel a wall of limitation. How could you see this kind of thing and not be excited? Look at these people. Are you struggling? You know, it's difficult to believe these things. His ways are far. His thoughts are far. So when they are saying it, it will be like super story. This is super story. As he is, capital letter H. Some you know, religious minds don't like this, you know. They don't like it. I wish this thing no day Bible. I don't like him at all. I no be God mate at all. John make mistake. John a man, I write him. Me, I'm nothing but a pencil in the hand of my creator. Me, I'm nothing but dust. And to dust I shall return. Nobody can be perfect, oh. Nobody. This Christianity is not just grace, oh. Now that day go clear. Who be righteous, who be sinner? Now that day, it go shock you. Say, now we when they go to church. Now we go first see for gates. We when they go to church. Why he go shock us? No, I heard that many years ago by a brother. Say, Pastor, you go shock you. Say that day, and me like this. Because then it's a day for hearts. I know it's how they do. I know they joke with beggar if I see beggar. That does not make you a Christian. You know, sometimes I see some people trying to demean pastors. They go to Facebook and see a woman selling ugu. They say, camera, come close. Madam, how much be this old ugu? She say, 500. They say, ah! Are you doing that song here? They sell her. I say, yes. Madam, I'm not happy. Madam, take this 60,000. Camera, capture. Madam, what are you going to tell people now? Say, my picking God, go bless you. The Bible said, that blessing she's saying will not come to you. You have received your reward. You now go and give bloggers to put and say, better than some pastors. You are not even ashamed. Satan is making you fight pastors. Some of them, if they see Tinubu, they will say, Tinubu, you are the God of this world. They can't talk to politicians. It's pastors that they have power. Some of you, you don't know it's the devil. Because as long as you make your spiritual leaders look small, your life too will look small. They don't fight. We don't honor men of God. Keep on doing it. You know, I saw a video this morning as I was checking Facebook. I got a notification. There was a man of God who is a billionaire. I think Pastor Emma posted the video yesterday. Do you people know the name? I can't really remember his name. Is an Igbo, Maduka, Mr. Maduka. So he posted teaching how that he is first a Christian before a billionaire. He didn't say millionaire, billionaire. He said, and he goes for evangelism with his bike sometimes to some areas where he cannot go with car. Then when he reached there, he do some display with sand. When people gather, he remove his helmet and start preaching. And he recorded he has won more than 500 so I think this year already. You that don't have money. Sorry. He said 500 souls or more. He said whatever he has cannot stop him. He said, in fact, that's the reason he has the money, to win the souls. When he said it, check comment section, I thought people should be happy for him. I saw another person posted. He said, see, sir, when you made money and now, the time is different. Now it's harder to make money. A lady now commented and said, there's always excuse for failures. Always excuse for failures. Failures always have excuse. He wants to justify the reason for being poor. Then another man came and said, Oga, keep your mouth shut, you are bragging. The man did not brag. The poor man just feels the man is bragging. How can you call yourself a billionaire? Even if you are a billionaire, don't say it. Okay, sorry, I'm a millionaire. He said he's a Christian billionaire that preached the gospel and he's hurting unbelievers. They want him to say, I don't give my money to churches. Churches are scam. No, he didn't say that. He said he used to give money to churches very well. He paying them. As a human being, your problem is church. Look at Nigeria. Fuel now is 1,250. You are still having problem with pastors. Then I ask you, what is the problem? It is churches are the problem of Nigeria. How? If it's not dead that you are. How did we become the problem of Nigeria? If you remember how we started this ministry. Remember, who was here? Some of you were here in the beginning of this ministry. See what we are doing now. If you give me this country in two weeks, just say, Pastor Simon, you are president for 40 hours. I read news now. I know what to do. I know who to just remove. I'm not just removing. I'm sentencing to life imprisonment. I just know what to do. Because as long as they're outside, there'll be problem. Life imprisonment. We'll be giving him all the best food in the prison, but he should never come out. Give him the best treatment in the prison, but he should never come out. People will start coming, they'll be jabbering to this country. I tell you the truth. Because someone, is that easy? The problem of this country is that we don't have sincere leaders. That's the problem. Many years ago, a general in the army said something I will never forget. I grew in the barracks. He said, if any insurgents last 24 hours, the hand of the government is inside. 24 hours. Who is Boko Haram? Do you know what it means to be a Nigeria-trained military man? That some bloody civilians will be somewhere killing us. Somebody that never went to a training, that if you catch him and flog him, he will pee on his body. He's carrying gun and killing a military man. We Nigerian soldiers are one of the best trained soldiers on land. In the whole world. There's no peacekeeping you don't involve Nigerians. If you don't involve Nigerians, it will not go down well. Then some people in one forest are killing soldiers. Think about it. We've heard from reliable sources. They say it will not take 24 hours if they are to clear those guys. 24 hours. But you are going and you hear an order, leave them. I heard a report I will never forget. That they were going to scatter a place where they saw the leader of Boko Haram and they gave an instruction. And said, the guy is doing his naming ceremony. Leave him. He's celebrating naming ceremony. Hey, churches are the problem. How daft. Churches are the problem. You know, people can be very wicked. I was telling my wife before I closed the service. I didn't plan this, but I'll say it. I'm sure it's the Holy Ghost. I know I don't make mistakes here. From time to time, I've seen that it's God that always speaks. There was a man of God in this country in Abuja that had a scandal about rape. I'll never forget. I don't know if he did it or not. All right? But if I don't know, I will not accuse. So I did not accuse whether he did it or not. I kept my mouth shut. But how did I know that something is wrong somewhere? Firstly, the person said, the accused him said he married his wife a virgin. If you marry your wife a virgin, how comes the man of God slept with your wife before you married your wife? Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Now, leave that aside. Any reasonable man will know that those people are not okay. Then Nigerians went to the church on a Sunday morning and blocked the gate. That they should not have service. They want justice. Oh, wonderful Nigerians. They blocked the church of the man of God. Oh. They had to call police to come and... They did not have a Sunday service because Nigerians said they want justice. They must take the man of God to prison. I looked at the situation as this wickedness. You know what is wrong with those people? It's jealousy. The man of God is rich. They want a man of God that is very poor. So that they can say, man of God, can't take 10 naira. Those ones that used to stay at park. That's one of the ones. I know as I'm talking, if you don't feel okay on your seat, I'm talking to you. Then I'm going to come up for this church. I know they like what this pastor they talk. Sit down. Close the doors. You know what I asked my wife? I said, look at what is happening in this country. Those same people should go and stay at White House and say, Tinubu is not entering this White House today. They should go, yes or no? They will not go. Not sincere. They are not sincere with themselves. See, if every Nigerian becomes sincere, this country will change. I tell you the truth. We just need to be sincere. And what will cause this country to change? Righteousness. Righteousness. Listen, if you don't know God, if you enter that position, you may be worse than the present government. I tell you the truth. You may be worse. Say, no. Me, if I climb that position, I will change. They said they will change. They are changing it. They said too. Them too, they said. Many years ago, a young boy came and said, I don't like what is happening in Benue. I want to become a governor and change it. I said, are you born again? He said, no. And I said, number two, how many girlfriends do you have? He said, sir, just two, three. It's complicated. I've not really made up my mind on who. I said, it's complicated. You cannot manage a woman. It's complicated. You want to manage a state with plenty of women and men. So I told him, you cannot, sir. If you can't manage your life, you cannot manage a state. You won't be worst. One came, not too long. Some of you know that one. He said, Pastor, I want to become SU president. Pray for me. I prayed for him. I said, will you be okay? He said, yes. Will you do what is right? He said, I laid hands on him. He went and won. When he won, we lost him. Before we know, we started hearing that he's entering club to go and dance. SU president is dancing in club with drinks. Hey, Pastor Simon, we want this country to change. We're tired. Did you play worldly song last night? Did you vibe to Davido recently? You want the country to change? If they leave you, listen, if we remove church from this country, you people will be dead in less than 24 hours. Is it you and Whiskey that want to change this country? What songs are they saying? What are they saying in their song? Is it a define your life, talk less of this country? Listen to the kind of things you hear. With the way the country is going, you will sit under hot sun. You'll be telling God, God, remember me. Remember you how you are saying, Ozeba, Ozeba. What are you? What is Ozeba, 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 Ozeba? That's what you are doing. And you want God to prosper you. Your mates are thinking of ideas to get billions. Yeah, Ozeba, 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 Ozeba. I heard that song somewhere. I'll never forget. The guy was not doing like this. Oh, I knew a demon is inside him. If you can lay hands on that guy, that demon will come out. You don't know that when you listen to songs like this, the demons in those people get imparted to you. So why do I like smoking? Why do I like womanizing? Check the songs you hear. Check them. You can't hear them when and have passion for more than one woman that God has given you. You can't. Hey, Pastor, I don't know why I cannot marry any guy I meet. The person you are hearing, is he married? Pastor, I don't know how I had the child. The child just came. It was a mistake. That is what happened to the person you are hearing to. I'm not insulting. I'm telling you fact. Are you listening to me? How do we take this country to the next level with this kind of mentality? Listen, God cares about your soul more than anything you can have. Are you listening to me? Yes, more than anything you can have is your soul that God cares about, number one. You know, when I hear Christians, I see nothing hurts more. What's that scripture, 2 Corinthians 10, 11 or thereabout? That scripture we read, so-called Christians, in the Amplified rendition. We read it last 2 weeks. He said, don't even eat with them. Check it for me, media. Nothing hurts more than Christians in life. Nothing in this life as a Christian. Nothing will pain you more than seeing Christians behave worldly. Nothing pains like that. Since they born me, I've never felt pain in my heart for anything like seeing Christians who behave in a worldly way. I've never. Sometimes I'm almost crying. It's so painful. Because they don't understand what you are pursuing. Christianity is an agenda. You know the painful part? They are trusting God for something. They just celebrated what God did for them. And they are back to worldliness. Like a video I saw, I was showing my wife. We were laughing in the house. Before the plane was seeming like he wanted to crash, they started playing gospel song and praying to God. God, please. God, please. Immediately the pilot said, everything is okay. We're about to land. When they were seeing the ground, they changed it to worldly song. Raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up. They were celebrating. And I said to myself, are these people wise? You know, in their mind now, they think they did God strong thing. They've cheated God. You don't know that as the plane is landing and moving, you can still die as it's moving on the ground. You know, some people, when they want to travel to Abuja, they will pray. But when they are going from high level to Wadata, they are going to even see a woman. They've lied to the woman. From high level to Wadata, they are going with confidence. You don't have accident within the city. But when they are traveling to Lagos, they'll start praying. In fact, they'll fast till they reach. Have you not heard people that died from First Gate to Urukun? Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own word. Understand. Be wise. You know, Pastor Simon, how do I stop this thing? Stop it! So I'm addicted to it. Addiction is just a name to get you confused. Stop it! What is the switch of faith? Action. Go back home and say, I'm not doing it. As you say you're not doing it, you will feel the power of God. Rush from your inside to support that act. Because it's a righteous act. Paul said, I can do all. Just say, I will not do it. And stop doing it. God's energy will flow from your inside. Do you know you have the energy of God on your inside? The Bible describes it in the Amplified version of verse 19, Ephesians 1. It said that energy is what? Unlimited. What? Immeasurable. And it surpasses all greatness. And it said that power is on your inside. You can't measure that power. Are you listening to me? Be wise with your life. Are you listening? Be wise. What's that scripture again in 2 Corinthians before I close? But actually, I've written to you so that you don't what? Associate with what? Any so-called Christian, brother, if he's what? Sexually immoral, or what? Or what? Devoted to what? Or is a what? Amebo, that's what it means. Who insult or what? Especially some so-called Christians that haven't talked against the things of God. And pastors, blah, 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 rubbish. It's painful. Look at what Paul is saying. Paul should have not said this kind of thing. It was out of anger. Look at what he said at the end. Or drunkard, or a word. You must not so much even eat with such a person. Look at the extent. That's the pain in Paul's heart. Looking at people that call themselves Christians. Talking anyhow. Behaving anyhow. Even talking against men of God. Look at the people from the opposite religion. We're not trying to compare because we're not a religion. But look at how they behave. Have you ever sat down with any Muslim and spoke against an imam? Or is it the imam don't commit atrocities? Who told you I agree in the knot? I boldly tell you they commit blunders. But who will hear that? Because it's a law. They make sure you don't. They don't want you to talk against their own because of their paying attention to honor. We can tell you that pastors misbehave too, but all pastors do not what misbehave. So don't use less the office of a pastor because you caught a pastor misbehaving. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's the truth. Bankers misbehave, don't they? How many of you have been embarrassed in a bank before? Did you still go to the bank? Your money is there. The highest thing is that you change bank to obey. Most people now don't go to banks again. They have now resolved with what? Obey. They changed their bank. They did not stop banking. Can you find a whole 9 million in your house and sleep where? Even 5 million. He said, where is your money? He said, it's saved somewhere in my house. Then you are sleeping in that, you sleep. It's night vigil that will happen. So don't abuse the office of a pastor. See, there are a lot of people Satan have inspired. They think it's them that are talking. It's the devil. Any small thing, men of God. Any small thing, pastors. Any small thing, churches. And you are wondering why your life sometimes is not straightforward. You think you did God any problem or anybody in your village something. Some people, I can bet you can go and argue at home. I can bet you the problem of some people are tied to touching the anointed. He said in his word, touch not my word. Do my prophet word. He said it. It's not me that wrote it. It's God that wrote it. If you do it, you collect. It's the truth. Break the law. It will happen. Miriam, the sister of Moses, she misbehaved. What happened to her? She had leprosy. Sister. Are you hearing my sister? See my sister here. She's our second to the last born. Small girl. But if she misbehaves, hey, Brother Simon, I beg. Okay. The angel is looking at your mouth. That's the mouth they will time. Because even if he's your brother, he had gone ahead to be called by the Lord. So he's separated. I'm not trying to teach man worship here. Oh man, get me. What I'm saying is for your own protection. All the things they've said about Pastor Chris, some of you have said and repented. Some of you have said bad things about him. You have repented now. You don't talk about it again. But everything you have said and I've heard people say, did he affect the man? He divorced. Sorry, the wife divorced him because he's still wearing his ring. They say, yeah. He did this one. The man ministry is getting more blows up. Pastor Benny said, I've never seen a man like this in my life. The ones that have not divorced, can they be compared? When it was divorced, even some people who are even calling themselves men of God started talking rubbish on the internet. You know, we are not excited that divorce happened. Listen carefully. I'm not excited. I'm not planning to ever divorce my wife. But sometimes situations happen. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? It happens. So you don't talk anyhow if you don't understand what really happened. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Talk anyhow. This is wisdom. This is how you talk. There are some matters too high. Don't talk about them. Christians, are you listening to me? So when you go home, understand this. Go with the mentality Christianity is an agenda. Worldly songs, throw them out. Worldly conduct, throw them out. How could you be a Christian? You are a Christian. You come to church every Sunday. Every Sunday, you hear the word of God. And you go back and say, carry women. And you are wondering why your life is not okay. How would you even wonder? You don't even know who you are carrying. You're the one killing yourself. You don't know what is happening in your life. You don't even know 20 minutes of what is going to happen. Maybe you're an uncle. Imagine, listen carefully before I close. An uncle in the village wants to kill you because he has a problem with your mother. Then he raises an altar. He's trying to fire you. And when he's trying to fire you, he comes and sees an atmosphere so conducive for him. Guess what you are hearing? Ozeba, 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 Ozeba. Why would that thing not kill you and break your bones into pieces? Why will you not die? But imagine you are hearing, the only reason you will not die there is if you have somebody that is praying for you. If you don't have, you will die. A story happened in NDA many years ago about a young man who made first class. They said some of the family members were not happy. Guess what happened to that young man? After a while, he died. When they checked what killed him, his brain was grinded into powder, like powder. Grinded. His brain. Grinded. Meaning they said, this is your brain that you have. We'll kill it. We'll scatter it. Say, how can somebody be alive like this? They not open his head, but his brain is like powder. Even doctors don't understand this one. That's why, you know, during the last healing stream I was watching, and Pastor Chris wanted to pray for a young man. He's a doctor. And he was crying like a baby. Now, I'm not trying to mock him. I was so touched by it. A doctor. A doctor could not save himself. I'm not trying to mock him. That is why he should be humble. Are you listening to me? That you are a doctor does not mean you should misbehave. Are you here tonight? So go back and become a disciplined Christian. Take off those useless songs. Christianity is an agenda. You know, one time I saw somebody's status. She was vibing to worldly song, and the next minute she said, I know God is working everything for my good. How? How is he working everything for your good? It pained me so much. Say, deep down, I know God is working out everything for my good. It can never be like that. Never. And listen, I have this burden to share this last thing before I close. There are some of you, it's a strong burden in my heart. You are young women. Some of you are blessed with elder sisters advising you. You have parents advising you. Don't follow this wrong path. You wouldn't listen. Listen, many years ago, 2-3 years ago, I went to Kaduna. I used to know this woman, very beautiful that time. I was much younger. She was in our local church that I used to attend. So, such a beautiful lady. I mean, she was more like, I don't know how to put it, but every man's delight in her time, in her prime. So I would observe how she always, men would always be around her, even after service, because I was very small, so I didn't even have a chance. So I was just looking at them. Amen. And one time I came back to Kaduna, I was going to buy a car, my car at that time. So I was trying to check a car around ND. There was one car stand. If you pass on Gwan Rimi a little bit front, after ND gate, just front small, by the left. And I entered there to check because I used to know them. And I saw her cooking. She was with Wibaru. She was selling rice and some small snack. I'm not saying cooking is bad, but in a very poor, wretched manner. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. She wore something like hijab covered part of her face, but I could recognize her. She didn't recognize me because I was very young that time and small. I recognized her. I touched the pastor that I was with. I said, Jesus Christ, what did I just see? I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was the woman. They were buying the things, 100 naira, 200 and the rest. I left that place so surprised. I couldn't even check the castle. I was so shocked. How can somebody of that standard, at that time of our prime, come to this point that she's living like this, I'm sure something terrible has happened to her life. And I asked, they say she's not still married. She's not still married. Hey, they say you are so fine. You pass somewhere, some boy says you are so beautiful. You have an elder sister say, don't follow boys. He said, no. They used to give me 2,000. For 2,000, you want to cheapen yourself? Your elder sister may not have that amount. Listen, this is God's wisdom. She may not have the amount to give you 2,000, 5,000 every time. She's teaching you God's wisdom. She's telling you to sow gari. You are seen as sow gari. But you want to eat, Mickey donut. You want to eat it. And for that reason, you are following all of those foolish people and collecting their money. She's saying it, you are not listening. See, it's a privilege. Some of you that have sisters and brothers that are spiritual, be happy. See, I tell you, you are advantaged. You may think I'm saying rubbish or bragging. You are advantaged. There are people that don't have anybody like that in their life. They wish they truly have somebody to direct them. Are you all listening to me? Nobody like that in their life. I always tell my siblings, I think we should be happy. Be very happy. Me, who directed me? It was just God's goodness and mercy. If not, I can't brag about my salvation. I have never bragged about it. I would have been useless like anybody else out there. It's just God's, I don't want to call it a coincidence, but it's just God's mercy and goodness. As they are talking to you, be listening. Be listening. Soak the gari. You will not end there. Though your beginning may be small, your later end will what? Greatly increase. Soak the gari while thinking big. That's how, this is what makes young people enter Yahoo. They can't bear the yoke of discipline and striving and diligence. They want to just enter into glory. When you tell them, they say they are collecting their forefathers' money. Because they have made mouth outside. They want to go and prove the mouth they made. That's why they are trying to do those things. I met a young man after preaching for a while. The same thing. I said, this thing is becoming so popular. I was so shocked. He confessed it to me. To the point they use even charm. I said, bring it, let me burn it. It has no power. Matt, burn it, nothing will happen. The devil is very powerless. Very useless. Are you listening to me? You were created, carefully crafted. Carefully. Don't waste your life. He has come, but to what? To what? And to what? Don't waste your life. That Wizkid and Davido had money and Burna Boy doesn't mean that they are the standard. I'm not trying to mock them. The standard is God's word. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
be not conformed to the systems of the world. Be transformed by what? Be not conformed. You better listen. You better listen. Else one time, like Jesus said in scripture, there will be gnashing of teeth. There will be regret. My vice principal many years ago, when she advised me, and she wanted to conclude, she would tell me, Simon, make hay while the sun is still shining. She's late today. God bless her soul. She said, make hay while the sun is still shining. I've seen people cry. And I'm not preaching that to you. I don't want to make you scared. But I've seen so many things as a pastor. I've seen people in regrets. Are you listening to me tonight? If there's a connection you need to remove your hand from, go and remove your hand from it. I told a young man while preaching to him, when he confessed some things, I said, Satan will give you something with the left, right hand or left hand. He will collect it with the other hand. Be very careful. He's not a good guy. He's a thief. He's a murderer. He's a killer. He's not nice at all. As long as you can compromise and live against God, he will give you anything. But when you begin to live against God, you are killing yourself. That's what we call death. You are dead, although walking. Are you listening to me? You know, sometimes when I see people come to church, still do wrong things, there are some of you, I will tell you to your faces, there are some of you, one or two people, I've seen them on my Facebook. If I was not nice, I would have blocked you a long time ago. They come to church, still go back on their status, playing worldly songs. How dare you? After hearing God's word. They say it doesn't mean anything. Your birthdays, you do the same. Your weddings, you do the same. You are deceiving yourself. You are the reason the world is not getting better. You are light of the world. The Bible says so. It's so painful. I had to quote the scripture to show you how Paul too was pained. A lot of times when men of God come to this point, where it's very painful, especially for so-called Christians. I hope you listen tonight. Bow your heads and pray. Thank the Lord for His word. Lord, we'll give you praise and we'll worship you. Thank you for your word. Your word is light. Your word is life. Lord, as we listen, we know our life can never remain the same. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. Magnificent. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for His word. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. And if the word has imparted your heart tonight, tell Him, Lord, tonight I repent of my ways that are wrong, and I begin to live only for your name. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it. A thousand generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all have gone before us, all who believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above it all. All thrones and position, all and positions. Your name. Your name is the highest. Your name is the highest. Your name stands above it all. All thrones and dominion, all power and position. Your name. Your name, your name. Your name. Your name stands above all thrones and dominion, all powers and position. Your name. One more time. Lord, your name is the highest. Your name. Our chosen dominion. Angels sing. creation say? You will lift her high. Hey, and the people sing, yeah, to the King of Kings, yeah. You will always be we give you all the praise. Thank you for your glory. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Almighty. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Oh, you unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of the liberance of the lead from my enemy. Oh, oh, till all my, oh, you unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song. Oh, of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm no longer a slave. Oh, I am a child of God. Yeah, I'm no longer slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. Let's sing the verse 2 together, everyone. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. Yeah, I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. My mother's womb, from my mom, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer set free. I'm a child of God. Yeah, I'm no longer set free. Yeah, I'm a child of God. We give you praise. We thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for our lives can never remain the same. Can we celebrate Jesus as we're seated?
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.